so strong chanting on our first full day of Sesshin. You know, I think we come here to settle ourselves, to slow down, so that we can really experience our life. So that we remember that this is, wherever you are in your precious life, this is it. So, yesterday I was looking at a tree outside my cabin. And I watched the tree as it kind of it moved so gently in the breeze. There was a lovely breeze. And some of the leaves kind of like were responding to the movement of the other ones. And the whole tree seemed to be imperceptibly, but perceptibly flowing in the breeze. And then there was the sunlight that kind of touched the skin of the outer leaves. Some were brightly illuminated, and some the light was much more indirect. But still, there was reflection sometimes off some of the leaves onto the other ones. And I thought of how that tree as a whole was being nourished by all of these elements, these leaves. And I thought of our Sesshin here, of our retreat. What are we doing here? What do we seek? You know, after so many years of Sesshin practice for me, I see the gradual unfolding of awareness that each of you have when you practice Sesshin. Kind of we arrive as these separate leaves on the tree. Each leaf very much wanting its own sun, its own water, its own position. Wanting to grow and to find wisdom. To find the compassion to live a life at ease and a life that matters to others. A life that connects and serves the whole world. So maybe we have an idea that we're going to come to this session and get something, get an insight. I want that. A rung on the ladder of life. Or simply to escape whatever is bothering you at home. So I think we mainly arrive here as single leaves on the tree. I'm here for my sun, my air, my water. And then we discover, oh my gosh, we're all in here together. Right now we're in this room. And your zabutons are right up next to one another. Maybe your knees are kind of like, it's hard to organize yourselves. So the tree is composed of all of us. And for this to work, we have to follow some simple guidelines. Don't jump off the tree. You're part of the tree. Don't talk to the other leaves. They have their own practice. They're rustling in their own lives. Just follow the same schedule as all the other leaves on the tree. The schedule will hold you It's an amazing thing. Just do what the next thing is. And you don't have to have a conversation with yourself. You don't have to Google map it. You just could go there and do it. The next thing. Unfold when the morning bell rings. And fold back into sleep at the end of the day, when all the other leaves are folding up. Do you think I've exhausted this metaphor? But what's really important to me at this point is that you are able to drop in to this spacious awareness that is available to you through this session. And that you allow yourself to do that, and you allow those around you to do that. You know, we don't worry, lose our individuality. Believe me, throughout the session, our unique self is always there. But there's also something very special about taking care of that whole tree. Of mindfully paying attention. As I said before about the liturgy before we began, just how each thing is done with awareness affects the whole community. You know, we all come here with what we in Buddhism call different conditioning. We all come here from different lives, different issues arising. We've been shaped in very different ways. And maybe, you know, unless we've had some really difficult times, we probably haven't really faced our conditioning so much. You know, you can organize your life so that it runs pretty smoothly and you can avoid challenge. But actually, challenge is really good for us. And challenge is part of the session. Perhaps you'll notice someone here, you know, who's maybe not doing things exactly the way you would like them to be doing it. Just let it go. Just drop it. Leave them alone. Let them find their way. Allow them to discover it themselves. If you see someone weeping, allow them to do that. It's part of the healing process. You don't need to intervene. Or perhaps we're thinking about something that is so hilarious and so wise that we really want to share it. Let it go. This is not the time. This is the time for you and for the others. Each of us to uncover our own hilarious insight, our own wisdom. And should you feel lonely, take a breath, look around you. We are all being held by our mutual intention. We don't need to break out of this. We need to allow it to work on us, this interdependence. It's so hard to see in our ordinary lives, but that's why we come together to do this together. So that we can reawaken to the fact that we're not contained in just this skin bag. Who we are is a result of all of the things that are arising around us at the moment, all of the people, the air, the sun. This is the self that Hongxi is encouraging us to look at in our Ango text, Cultivating the Empty Field. In the first lines, he says, "The field of boundless emptiness is what exists from the very beginning." Okay, boundless emptiness. How come I don't see that when I'm preoccupied with my story? He says, "You must purify, cure, grind down, or brush away all the tendencies you've fabricated into apparent habits." Boy, that's a lot. Purify, cure, grind down, and brush away the tendencies, you know, it's almost some of the automatic things that we've created to push away the other leaves on the tree. Then, when we drop those habits, we can reside in the clear circle of brightness, he says. Imagine being able to act from that level of wisdom and clarity. You must purify, cure, grind down, or brush away all the tendencies you have fabricated into apparent habits. So there's a fly buzzing around me right now. And there's something that I've always noticed on when I come up here in the summer, is at the beginning of the summer, we are like this. We start trying to slap at the whatever's in our way. But as the retreat goes on, we become, that's just that being, and we're much gentler about it. We can just make it go away with our hand rather than trying to kill it. I just noticed it with myself and others through the years. So I hope you're in here for the retreat. Because, of course, it's not easy to let go of the habits or even notice that we have them. But this session can create in you a generous heart. Dear fly, please. So he thinks that, I'm talking about it, I better live it. We always want to make emptiness something over there, but it's actually right here. It's right here in our lives. And there's a koan that treats this in a way that I appreciate. It's from the Blue Cliff Record, case 46. Kyosei asked a monk, "What's that sound outside the gate?" Seizan, you're going to want to listen to this. Kyosei asked a monk, "What's that sound outside the gate?" The monk said, "The sound of raindrops." Kyosei said, "People these days are upside down. They lose themselves and follow after things." The monk said, "Well, what about you, teacher?" And Kyosei said, "I almost don't lose myself." The monk said, "What's the meaning of I almost don't lose myself?" Kyosei said, "Though it's easy to express oneself, to say the whole thing is difficult." I almost don't lose myself. You know, I find that line just heartbreaking. Right here, at this time in our lives, I almost don't lose myself. Are you losing yourself in this session? Are you not losing yourself in this session? Kyosei, engages this Dharma student, and I always imagine that they've been talking, the Dharma student has asked some philosophical question on emptiness. And Kyosei checks him by saying, "What is the sound over there? I keep hearing that rattling sound. What is that sound over there?" That sound outside the gate, across the road. What is he trying to show that student? What is inside and outside? What is across the road over there right now? What is one? And what is many? My tree and the leaves. I think Kyosei was trying to show that monk that emptiness is not an idea, but right now is your experience. What is that sound outside the gate? Of course, we're all individuals and separate as we sit here. But that's not all we are. And in our society in particular, it's so emphasized our individuality that we lose track of our interconnectedness. That on some level, there is no outside the gate, there is no across the road. That sound that was there a few minutes ago was part of this room, part of all of our consciousness that could hear it. So when we use only me to filter life, it's such a small, small aspect of life. When we open our heart, we can hook up with the whole universe. We can see it all. We can recognize that Pluto is part of us. So that cause and effect aspect of our mind, which is very useful, can really force us to lose track of this interconnection that we have, our relationship with all beings. And it can dull our senses so that we miss what's going on. We're so caught up in this business that we miss. And what it's not just that we're missing the other, which is really important, but we're also missing that aspect of ourselves that is in relation to the other. So we're missing a whole huge part of our heart because we're just caught up in this story, our narration. To realize that the sound of raindrops is us. That whatever the hell is rattling over there across the road is us. It's why we're here. Why we're taking the time to do this. Just saying, it's the sound of raindrops over there. Misses the opportunity to be intimate with that moment. And that's why Kiyose says people these days are upside down. They lose themselves and follow after things. So that's one way that we lose ourselves, by following after stuff. So the monk, you know, the classic response is, well, what about you? How do you see it, teacher? And he says, Kyose says, I almost don't lose myself. I almost don't lose myself. What do you think that means? He doesn't lose his relationship with the world. I almost don't lose myself. But there's an almost there. Not quite. Because Kiyose is still right there in the Doksan room teaching this student. If he had lost himself, he wouldn't be there. I almost don't lose myself. So, in the Sesshin and in our lives, we encourage ourselves, each other, to sit strong in our Zazen periods and to maintain silence and keep our eyes down and not be distracted. Not allow ourselves to be pursuing things all the time. And yet, if you're carrying something from one room to the other, I want you to be losing yourself in what's around you. I want you to see what is there so you don't trip and fall and dislocate your toe. You know, it's at the Zendo in New York, we have, you know, we sit and then we go outside and, you know, you have to wake up, you're going to cross the street. You can't be walking with your eyes at a 45-degree angle. Huh? There's people to take care of out there. There are things to do. That's what makes this almost so sweet that Kiyose offers. So that's not the end of the interaction, though, because the monk says, what's the meaning of I almost don't lose myself? And Kiyose answers, though it's easy to express oneself, to express the whole thing is difficult. So we use our ordinary, habitual minds to communicate with one another. This is how I'm feeling. This is what's going on. Easy to express oneself. We do it all the time, whether we want to or not. Constantly expressing. But what about expressing the whole thing? The heart and mind you have when you allow yourself to drop down into the great spaciousness, to enter the wholeness of life. It is inexpressible, and it is urgent for you to do. live with objects, raindrops and cell phones, in a sense that we are separate. But we have to take time to open our hearts, to drop the naming, the knowing, the difference, and just breathe. Brilliant and full. Just this. So this session will change you. You may not realize it, but it will change you. Wisdom and compassion grows if you just let it. Really allow yourself to appreciate the different aspects of the liturgy and just everything that we do, the care and mindfulness that's been put into each aspect of what we do. Leaf by leaf, losing and not losing, over and over. I encourage you. What a gift it is to be able to be here. Use it well. Losing, not losing, almost not losing. In that almost, our whole life, our whole business, it's a rare and singular moment, opens your heart.